Hachette Audio presents Jennifer. Written by Matthew Pearl. Read by Graham Halstead.
By far, the best part of being convicted of first-degree murder was Jennifer. Even in the early days of the trial, before my defense attorney got the chains removed from my wrists and ankles, when I still looked like some monster being led back and forth from isolation to court, even then, her aqua eyes never left me. Most people in the gallery, the reporters, rubberneckers, and extended, angry family of my late wife, the same relatives who'd thumbs-upped and high-fived me on the dance floor at our wedding, said by their faces that I was the devil. Not Jennifer. Even before we spoke, she kept me going when I had nothing to live for. When you are charged with a high-profile murder, you receive more letters than you'd have ever guessed. More letters than any civilian. Maybe more than your average corporate CEO. The hate and the accusations outnumber any generosity and support 50-1. Jennifer's was a 6-pager received early in the trial, eloquently describing her absolute belief in my profession of innocence and promising to be in court every day to support me. She sent her photo to me so I could look to her, in her words, whenever I needed a pick-me-up. But I didn't see her when I first searched for her. The court was crowded and warm, and the chains allowed me little range of motion. And yet, I knew her at last, somehow, even though the picture she had sent was small and outdated. In person, she was thicker and rounder at the hips and shoulders, and her brown cheeks puffed into a pear shape. To see her was to be nurtured. People have asked how I could marry again after what happened, and how I could marry from behind bars. Paul Brackett, my cellmate, a double murderer, was witness to the marriage. Our 2 wedding photos were taken by the warden in the courtyard of the prison. Jennifer and I had started as friends, and I had no intention of anything more. I never imagined anyone other than Caroline as my wife. Wife equals Caroline. I loved my wife and child. Jesus, I had known Caroline since we were both 16 and dreaming of...